You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class on KGYM, 3:04. Scott Udash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. More with Jordan Bohannon coming up on the program today, and a whole lot more about what's going on in the world of sports. Kentucky Derby draw today. Where does the favorite start? We'll let you know about that and a whole lot more. Thanks for joining us. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Also, phone line, same number, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to pick up the phone and call. Also, thanks for listening. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. It's 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And, of course, you can listen in at the KGYMradio.com, right on the website by the stream. You can listen in on the KGYM mobile app, and you can also listen in with your smart speaker as well. And don't forget, going on right now is Pardon Our Interruption right here on KGYM Radio. I want to remind you about that. We're going to be interrupting your favorite hosts each weekday to give you a shot at winning $1,000. When you hear us interrupt any radio show in the gym with that cash keyword, head to KGYMradio.com. That's KGYMradio.com and enter that hour's keyword for your chance at $1,000. KGYMradio.com has all the details on that. And what a day today, Mark. A preview of summer as we bring you in from the, I would imagine you may have the air running today on the back porch on the southwest side. How are you doing?
It's a dandy for sure. And, not so coincidentally, I had my air conditioner charged, fully charged yesterday. So I'm ready to go in that regard. And you mentioned going on right now, the NCAA or, women's soccer tournament going on, Iowa in action against Campbell, the Camels.
The Fighting Camels, by the way.
And the Hawkeyes lead 1-0 at halftime.
That's 1-0, Mark.
Nil, nothing, nada. The Hawks are up by one in search of their first ever NCAA women's soccer tournament victory.
Awesome. Yes, John Campbell, one of his favorite institutions, has a couple of Campbell Fighting Camel sweatshirts and or T-shirts that he wears. So, yeah, best of luck. Hopefully the second half will go just as well for the Hawks, and they will continue on as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. We'll get to Jordan Bohannon. He had a Zoom meeting today with members of the media, and we will talk about that coming up in a moment. Sad news to report today to start things off here on the program. Friend of yours, friend of mine, Mark, friend of everybody that he encountered over his career in academics as well as athletics has passed away today. Al Stiers, from longtime coach and teacher at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, passing away, and our condolences going out to Al's family. Track coach at Kennedy, was head football coach for the Cougars as well. And like I said, just one of the great guys certainly out there, and he will be missed.
He is really an institution at Kennedy, much like in the realm of Bill Herkimer. I think you would agree with that. But covered a lot of Al's events, whether it be football or track. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Not a better guy that you're going to encounter. Always available, always gracious, win or lose. And, you know, he was on the very first football staff that Kennedy had under Coach Dale Tryon in 1967. And then his career at Kennedy just continued for such a long time. He was track coach for almost 30 years, only a football coach for three or four in the mid-80s. But if I was to describe Al Stires, just a great guy, great coach.
Very much so, very much so. And, Al was football coach when I was there going to school. And he was the he was very much a pupil, if you will, of Vince Lombardi, right down to his dress on the sidelines. If it was cold, you can bet your bottom dollar that Coach Stires would have the Vince Lombardi wool cap-ish type thing, like Vince wore when it was bitterly cold, and the trench coat on the sidelines. You can bet your bottom dollar that would be the case. But just a tremendous, tremendous human being, and he will be missed out there.
Yeah, you painted that picture perfectly. I can see him on the sidelines as you talked about that. And didn't have a great deal of success in football, but he did have, I think, a 5-4, 6-3 record in his first season. But he turned out some really good track athletes, I know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it was, a couple 5-4s in those 2 years. So at least I know in 83 it was 5-4. I'm a little, it's a little murky after that, but that was a 5-4 season. And that did not make the playoffs back then, Mark, as you know.
Fewer teams and harder to get in, yep.
Yeah, it was 8 teams in each class, and 5-4 was not going to cut it. There was times 8-1 didn't cut it, and that was basically the reason why it eventually went to district football. And, of course, which ties into yesterday with the football schedules being released. And had a chance to look at them a little bit more in depth last night at home, and some very interesting teams that have never been to the City of Five Seasons are coming to the City of Five Seasons next year. Mark, Pella will make an appearance in Cedar Rapids, the Little Dutch, great football tradition that they have. The Newton Cardinals will be here this year. Southeast Polk, Johnston, among the teams that are going to be coming over. As far as the football is concerned.
Yeah, of course, Southeast Polk was here last year and faced Jefferson, but that team is going to play three Cedar Rapids Metro teams this year. One reason it is in a district with, I believe, Jefferson and Linmar, but that's a bit different. Yeah, go ahead and examine those at the State Association website. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. Take a look at it. 12 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on the Gym Class on a Tuesday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Let's get to Jordan Bohannon. And he had a chance to meet the media today, a Zoom meeting. And thank you, Buttons. Appreciate it. Had a chance to talk with the media about his reasoning why he is coming back for a sixth season as far as the Iowa men's basketball team is concerned. And a few things we'll get to and hear from Jordan coming up in just a moment. Thanks to Zach for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it. But, I don't think anything too earth-shattering today that we learned, Mark, kind of what we theorized brought him back, did bring Jordan Bohannon back.
Yeah, and a lot of this came up in the article that broke this story by Chad Leistico of the Des Moines Register and Iowa City Press Citizen in terms of reasons C.J. Frederick leaving, chance to play the off-guard shooting guard. And what I find most interesting, Scott, is not only will Jordan break records such as games played and add to his records and three-point goals and free throw shooting percentage, but he wants to continue to hammer away at the name, image, and likeness platform. And I'm going to submit that he may have as big an impact in that area in college basketball next year as he will on the court. He could have a significant impact on the court. And I know Iowa fans hope he does, but he's very passionate about this NIL, which died in the Iowa Senate. The NCAA has not moved on it, even though Bohannon and others have met with Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, and various congressmen in Washington, D.C. I think he's going to be very vocal this year, Scott.
I would agree. I would agree. This from the Zoom earlier on today, and our friend Mike Glass asking Jordan the reason for his return. As soon as I find this. we're not configured, it says, Buttons. All right, we'll get to that later on, hopefully. A little technical problem right there. Didn't sound like Jordan at all, did it?
No, silence is not Jordan Bohannon.
No. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But basically, you hit upon the things that he talked about as far as Jordan is concerned and why he came back. Yes, name, image, and likeness certainly is a big factor as far as that is concerned. But also, C.J. Frederick's departure, another reason why, and we kind of speculated on that, that he would get a little bit more playing time at the two. If C.J. Frederick was still on the Iowa basketball roster, I'm not so sure Jordan Bohannon is coming back for a sixth year. But that opened up the possibility of Jordan moving out on the wing, getting some more three-point looks, et cetera, and that certainly played a part of that.
Yeah, I think he's got some intel on Joe Wieskamp as well, even though that announcement has not been made official. Because that's really Wieskamp, the two or three spot for him. They could still work together just fine, I think. But I just think there's some intel there that Wieskamp will not be back. Don't know. Don't have any idea, but just an inkling.
Yeah. I think we got things fixed, thanks to this is Buttons thank you number two today. So we will get to this here, and now we will hear Mike Glass asking Jordan Bohannon why he came back.
What are your motivations for coming back this season?
Definitely want to provide leadership for these young guys. That was it's funny. And Chad wrote about this in an article yesterday when he released that I was coming back, that Fran basically was re-recruiting me this past 2 weeks, which is very weird because, I'm 23 years old and I'm being re-recruited to be back in college. So, to kind of make that full circle movement of, having the option of coming back, and, I really wasn't planning to come back, and, a couple of things happened and things kind of fell in line for my opportunity to come back to have an even brighter, moment for me to be able to do that. So, Coach McCaffrey got me in his office a couple of times and re-recruited me and laid down some, the framework of what he wanted this year from me. And one of them was, be able to provide my leadership to the young guys that, played last year and are going to experience arenas that are going to be full with, hopefully full with fans. And, it's a totally different game with that happening. And, the guys coming in as well, he wants someone to, be that guy to, continue to provide leadership for, what's about to happen, this incredible journey that we're on. So I think that was a huge selling point for myself, because, I always think of myself as a leader, and, what better way for myself to learn more about myself and help others is coming back this year and try to accomplish something great.
Try to accomplish something great from Jordan Bohannon right there. And just the synopsis of why he is coming back, and, try to do something great playing in front of the fans. I think there's just a bevy of factors that were involved. They have to be as far as a big decision such as this. And I know one of his older brothers, Matt, this was also in the Mike Glass article today in the Gazette. Matt said, hey, you know what? And I think very good advice. you have the opportunity to, you don't get your college days back. Wouldn't we all like to be hearkening back to our college days at some point, Mark, especially when things aren't going well during your day, when you had very little to worry about at that time?
I almost had 6 years at Co anyway.
I'm going to leave that one alone. But why not? Why not take advantage of it? Why not take advantage of it? And I tell you what, there are going to be some marks, and we talked about this yesterday, even not only Iowa marks, but Big Ten marks that Jordan Bohannon is going to have that are going to be really, really hard to break, especially now that we have the transfer portal. Now, who knows how long that's going to stay, if it's going to change over the next decades. Who knows what college basketball looks like in the year 2030, 2035, whatever. I hope I'm around to see it. But he's going to set some marks that are going to be pretty, pretty astronomical out there.
Yeah, but you got to open the asterisk drawer, Scott.
Oh, no. Here we go.
You really do, don't you?
I don't know.
You really do.
It's
tell me I'm wrong.
Well, we don't have seven-inning no-hitters, but that was yesterday, right? Seven-inning no-hitters. No, yes. It's a complete game. It's a win, but it's not a no-hitter. So Jordan Bohannon can be the all-time three-point leader in the Big Ten, possibly, or Iowa's all-time assist leader, but he played 6 years, so it's not, even though it was. That's for others to decide. 319-366-1600. Mike from Marengo. Yeah, can't wait for Jess Settles to announce one of his games. The original 6 year guy. 0835 in the text line. A couple weeks ago, I wasn't keen on J-Bo coming back, letting the young guys play. But now with CJ gone and possibly Wieskamp too, I love the idea for depth. I would agree. I would agree on that.
Yeah, and perhaps Fran McCaffrey looked into the transfer portal and compared what was there to what he knows is a, you know, proven commodity and a leader in the locker room in Jordan Bohannon, and said, you know what, my first step is going to be try to get Jordan Bohannon back on this basketball team. And who knows, Fran McCaffrey could bring in another guard. I'd be surprised if he does. It's an overloaded position right now. But just reading the tea leaves, I guess, so to speak, seems to me that's what happened.
Yeah, very much so. And talking about C.J. Frederick's departure and the impact that had, Jordan talking about that on a question from our friend Tom Cakert.
Jordan, it seems like C.J.'s decision kind of impacted what you were doing. Is that fair to say? And what were your thoughts when C.J. made that decision to leave the University of Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, CJ's decision definitely played somewhat a part. You know, my ability to move off the ball and not have to worry about if I came back, I wouldn't impact Joe Toussaint's trajectory as a player in college, because that was the main reason, like I said, that I didn't want to come back. So his decision to decide to transfer, CJ's decision to decide to transfer, you know, allowed me to reopen that gate, and Coach McCaffrey as well to re-recruit me to kind of be more of a combo guard this year. And that definitely played a role. But with CJ's decision, you know, I've always been, you know, I'm a huge Coach McCaffrey guy. He's been backing me ever since day one. And I'm a huge college athlete guy. And I believe if someone wants to leave somewhere, they deserve to. So that's as far as I'll get into that. But, you know, like I said, love CJ, love Coach McCaffrey. And I'm hoping for the best for CJ.
Yeah. By the way, reading between the lines right there, Mark, that anyone that thinks Joe Toussaint is leaving is probably, that probably answered the questions right there. I think, well, obviously, according to Jordan, Joe is going to stick around. And so a good backcourt, I think, for the Hawkeyes. A lot of different dimensions that Iowa can throw out there, certainly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Fran McCaffrey puts it together. I think it's quite likely that he had a conversation with Joe Toussaint and the other two guards. Euless and
Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins. And so, listen, this is what we're thinking about doing. And you still have an opportunity to contribute to this basketball team. And, you know, what do you think? And I think Fran McCaffrey is that kind of a guy to engage his players in decision making. Many ways to go for Fran McCaffrey, I think, in terms of the bench, starters, what have you. One of the texters wanted to know what kind of impact. Actually, this is Mike from Marengo. How much more playing time do you think Patrick will see this year? I'm of the belief that Patrick McCaffrey is going to take a huge step forward. He played an average of 15 minutes a game last year. Never in the starting lineup, but again, that doesn't matter. Patrick McCaffrey, Keegan Murray, some of those guards I think are going to have a huge impact.
I would agree. And I think same thing about Patrick. It's time for Patrick to take that next step. And Iowa is going to need Patrick McCaffrey to take that next step next year. As far as the guards, I hope the guy that doesn't get kind of lost in the shuffle here with, you know, wondering the curiosity, is Connor McCaffrey going to be okay with the hip surgery coming off of that? Jordan coming back. Joe Toussaint maybe taking over the point. Tony Perkins needs to get that playing time, and he needs to continue to advance his playing time. He showed a lot to me over the last month of the season, Mark, and into the NCAA tournament. This guy is athletic. This guy can get out on the perimeter. May have been Iowa's best defender down the line as far as guys on the perimeter are concerned. He can take the ball off the dribble. He can do a lot of things. If he just gets that outside three-point shot a little bit more consistent, I think that the sky is the limit. But Tony Perkins, when you get somebody out of that tradition-rich Indianapolis area as far as high school basketball and get them away from IU and get them away from the rest of the folks, Purdue, et cetera, in the Hoosier State, you got to take advantage of that. And I think the guy I'm keeping an early eye on next year is Tony Perkins. And I said, I hope he doesn't get lost. You know, I don't think he's going to get lost in the shuffle, but I just like to see him step up and get his playing time.
I agree. He's got a lot of promise. Only played in 24 games last year in about 6 minutes on average. He only took three threes all year. So we don't know what his capabilities are in that regard. But he did shoot 45% from the field, and a lot of those were on drives, I know. But I think he's got a lot of upside.
I would agree. And, yeah, only three last year as far as three-pointers are concerned. But that's just going back to his days at Lawrence North, just taking a look and knowing folks who watched him a lot in Indiana and just going off of what they were informing. Anyway, as far as his prep career was concerned, but definitely a good one. And I like to see his contributions continue. Don't forget about Chris Murray either, by the way. Do not forget about Chris Murray. May not have the big meteoric rise that Keegan did, but Chris is going to be helping next year as far as the Iowa basketball team is going to be concerned. And just remember, he's a different guy. He's not Keegan. He's his own player. So just keep that in mind when he hits the floor next year and in some bigger moments for the Iowa basketball team. But good stuff.
Another interesting thing to watch. Didn't get a lot of minutes last year. Only about 40 minutes over the course of the season. But he was buried behind a lot of good players at his position. So I think... the team and Fran are high on him. We'll see how he contributes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, interesting. We're talking basketball during the middle of spring football and looking forward to the basketball season. But a lot to get to prior to that. 319-366-1600. Text line available. Text coming in. We appreciate that. Phone line available as well at 319-366-1600. Coming up on 3:30, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll give you the rundown for the Kentucky Derby. They had the post position draw today and more. And we'll get to that when we return after this break here on KGYM.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to her teen and stalker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
From the gridiron to the nine iron, experience the thrill of the game anywhere in Iowa with Elite Sportsbook. You can now sign up for Elite Sportsbook on your phone anywhere in Iowa and receive your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just visit EliteSportsbook.com to create an account and your first bet is on us up to $500. It's time to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking, engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while offering superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. You'll spend way less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber can't wait to help you create the deck of your dreams. Stop and see them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
We welcome you back at 3:32 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to join us, and we will talk about fantasy baseball with you. Chris will answer your fantasy baseball questions. And also, we'll take a look a little bit about, Trevor Lawrence next year, as far as what he may provide, as far as fantasy football owners are concerned. We know where Trevor Lawrence is going, Mark. The others, it gets a little murky after that, although the Wilson sounds like he's going to be a New York Jet. Who knows if Mac Jones is going to go 3. By the way, if you like draft talk and missed it yesterday, we talked with Dan Shunk of Our Lad Scouting Service and had a good conversation with him. You can revisit that, or if you missed it, just tune on in. You can go to kgymradio.com. Our podcasts are available there. Just look for the Gym Class podcast or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You can also go to Apple or Spotify and take in those. But very good conversation we had with Dan yesterday.
It was indeed. And one strange pick will change everything. And I'm sure it will happen.
Or one trade will change everything. And we'll see. We'll have the draft for you coming up on Thursday, a little more than 48 hours away. And that will be from Cleveland. Round 1 on Thursday starting at 6 o'clock. Rounds 2 and 3 on Friday starting at 6 o'clock as well. And, of course, throughout the day on Saturday right here on KGYM. Also on Friday, Barry Abrams will join us to talk about the Kentucky Derby as the 147th running of the Run for the Roses comes up on Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville. And they had the draw today. Mark, it's going to be a big field for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it is indeed. And I admittedly haven't, done my studying of the form chart quite yet. I'm looking forward to talking to Barry Abrams on Friday. But first thing I look at, Scott, is interesting names in the Derby. And, this might be the tip of the hat to Mint Juleps in Louisville, because there's a Midnight Bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
And a Bourbonic in the field. So apparently those owners may or may not like Mint Juleps. I don't know. A Soup and Sandwich is in the field. Nice name.
That sounds like a horse in Michael Osmondon.
Hidden Stash. How about that?
Soup and Sandwich.
Soup and Sandwich. How about that?
Hidden Stash, by the way, is the long shot right now. One of the long shots at 50-1. Essential Quality is your favorite, overwhelming favorite right now at 2-1. And he drew the number 14 post today. Not great, not awful. We'll see how it plays out. Known Agenda is going to be on the rail. He is a 6-1. The number 3 favorite right now. Rock Your World is in there at 5-1 right now. And Rock Your World will be coming out next to Essential Quality. They'll be in the 14th and 15th post positions. Hot Rod Charlie. I like that name. That's the horse that's 8-1 right now. Hot Rod Charlie. And he's going to be coming out right about the middle at the number 9 position right now. Yeah, the Midnight Bourbon did catch my eye there, Mark.
Yeah, I caught Barry Abrams' tweet after the pole positions came out. He said the 14 hole for Essential Quality, no problem.
No problem. Yeah, it should be fine. It should be fine. We'll talk to Barry coming up on Friday. Always looking forward to that. Barry Abrams, very knowledgeable as far as the world of horse racing is concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. A couple things to get to here. Number one, this was a fantastic human interest story yesterday. I know not everyone is a golf fan out there. Mark and I are golf fans. So this caught our eye, and just a tremendous, tremendous story about encouragement, stick-to-itiveness, Mark, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the Valspar Championship outside of Tampa at Innisbrook, very good resort course down there, pretty good field, as a matter of fact, down there for this one in Florida. There's going to be one very interesting and significant story. And if people have not taken a look and followed it a little bit, they should. Not sure how this young man is going to play. Not sure if he's going to make the cut. But in order to make to make the cut, you must first make the tournament. And this guy has been one of those they call them trunk players, Mark, because they go from basically the mini tours and they play out of their trunk of their car is what they do. And this guy has been doing it for 7 years, and he finally made a Monday qualifier and got into a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, his name is Michael Visacki. He's a 27-year-old, played a year at Central Florida. Grew up about an hour away from where this tournament will be played this week. There's a video that's gone kind of viral about him after clinching a spot in the field, calling his dad, and very emotional time between those two. And as you said, this is the first time, and it wasn't easy getting in. He had tied for the last spot, and four players were going to play off for the two remaining spots. And it came down to Vasacki and Chris Baker, who is a regular on the tour, somewhat regular, out of Iowa State. And Vasacki made a 20-foot birdie putt on what, the second, third, fourth extra hole.
Yep.
And it was just if you like underdog stories, this is your kind of story. I'm going to be following him at least in the first two rounds. Hopefully, he'll get some airtime, because think about that, Scott, toiling 7-8 years out there on the Florida tours, where he's won 40 times, so he's no slouch. But that Western Florida tour is not the PGA Tour, and he's going to have some nerves, there's no doubt about it. I hope he does well. It'd be great to see him make the cut, but my kind of story.
It is. It's a terrific story, and you can read more. I know PGAtour.com's got a lot on it right now, and it's just kind of making the rounds as far as sports websites are concerned. And I would imagine that he's probably not going to be in the prime time as far as tee times are concerned. Kind of taking a look. Probably going to have either the first or the last tee time out of there. And just kind of trying to find it right now. Haven't found it yet. But at any rate,
I don't think they're out till tomorrow. But no, Mike from Marengo, Cheech Moran is not going to be his caddy.
No.
At least they don't think so.
No, but it's a great story.
Reference there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great story. And just watch the video of him contacting his father and telling him that, you know, for the first time in 7 years that he made a PGA Tour event. Pretty good stuff right there. That'll make the hairs in the back of your neck stand up a little bit if you take a look.
Imagine going to the driving range, Scott, and you're this Michael Vasacki who nobody knows. And next to you is Dustin Johnson. And on the other side is Justin Thomas. And down the line is, you know, name a top player. try to draw the club back there.
Well, it's very much, and, you know, Mark and I have both seen this movie. One of my favorites is Tin Cup. And it's just like Roy McIlvoy on the range at the U.S. Open. And he's trying to, he's got the El Hozales. And, you know, he's trying to avoid hitting the top golfers on the PGA Tour down the line. Well, top golfers and then Johnny Miller. Very late in his career, who makes a very good cameo there along with Cheech Marin. Yes. Good Tin Cup reference right there, Mike from Marengo. But yeah, it's I probably wouldn't. Just give me a putter. I'm just going to try to hit some things down the line. See, maybe we just skip the range and just go to the putting green and see if I can and try to bring it back a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, it's a great story.
Hit a range somewhere else and then show up and tee it up.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. And who knows how well he's going to do. And even making the field is excellent for that young man. So that is great to see. Great story. And, yeah, we'll all be following that young man. 3:43 here on the program on a Tuesday here on KGYM. Twins baseball coming up. Twins taking on the Cleveland Indians. And you're hoping it does not go extra innings one more time, I know. Things have not gone well in extras for the Minnesota Twins this year.
Things have not gone well, period. And the Twins have found ways to lose games. 0-5 in extra inning games and blowing leads late. I mean, already 7 games behind the Kansas City Royals. I realize it's only 21 games in. Obviously a long way to go, but it's that old thing that you and I have talked about playing yourself out of it in April, and Twins are trying to do that.
7 games out right now at 7-14. And how about those Kansas City Royals? Your team that you said when we made our predictions you were keeping an eye on. It was your dark horse team in the American League, the Kansas City Royals. Don't know if they can keep it up, but they are 14-7 and the best record in the American League right now.
Yeah, and good for our connection, Cal Eldred, who appears when he's not the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals, appears on this program. And, you know, just looking at it today, the Royals are not, you know, it's not like they're leading the league in hitting, not leading the league in pitching or fielding. They just pieced together a 14-7 record. Granted, they beat the Tigers 3 or 4 in a row here, but they played your White Sox, Texas, the Angels, the Jays, and Tampa Bay. I mean, this has not been an easy front part of the schedule for Kansas City. What it has gotten is 4 great starts from Danny Duffy. And I think the bottom line, Scott, is the Royals have won 6 one-run games.
Yeah, that's big.
And that makes a big difference.
Yeah, very, very big as far as that is concerned. And, yeah, who knows if Kansas City will keep it up. Speaking of the Sox, in second at 12-9 right now, but they're going to lose Luis Robert. He has gone on the short injury list. And their precautionary measure has some flu-like symptoms. Just want to make sure it's not anything to do with COVID-19, what have you. So he is away from the team right now. So already down Eloy Jimenez, now down Luis Robert as far as the Sox outfield is concerned. So more Billy Hamilton, man.
Yeah, I don't think there's a team out there, your Sox, my Twins, you name a team that hasn't had some sort of injury issues. Mike Trout was out for 3 or 4 games for the Angels. Although he came back the next game back, and I think he had 4 or 5 hits, but you get this every year, and the team that have depth and resiliency are going to win out in the end.
Yeah, that is certainly the case, and we'll see how it plays out. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about another one of those experimental rules as far as baseball. We'll get our listeners' opinion on it. We'll just keep it fresh for you when we come back. And you're listening to The Gym Class on this Tuesday right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Save big money with 11% off everything now at Menards. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Master Gardener Lawn Edging. It blocks the spreading of grass and weeds and is perfect for straight or curved edges. All lawn and garden supplies, including Master Gardener Lawn Edging, are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 1st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town tour. Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by MediaCom.
How do you let me know?
Toby Keith. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 at the venue box office and extremearena.com.
Whiskey for my man.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town tour. Special guest, Matt Stell. Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by MediaCom. Produced by Pepper Entertainment.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
A mother is someone who loves with all her heart. So this Mother's Day, whether it's your birth mom, your stepmom, a strong mom figure, celebrate her with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for just $34.99. That's right, 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase, $34.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter my name, Greeny, as the code. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Greeny. 1-800-Flowers.com, code Greeny.
Back with you at 3:49 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Chris List joins us coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. A reminder, head to KGYMradio.com every day to answer the poll question. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, they've been serving customers since 2003. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company, providing real estate closing and title, evidencing products to the legal, real estate, and lending industries. And Mark got a poll question dealing with Jordan Bohannon up there at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Indeed. After 5 years, what would you have done if you were Jordan Bohannon? We'd give you two options: return for a year six or moved on. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com.
Yeah, I think I'd have, unless you're a bona fide top two round draft choice, why not come back, man? Why not? And Jordan is. So we'll see it all plays out for him. 350, we've been talking about baseball a little bit, the Royals, how well they are doing here early on, Mark. Let's dive into the Independent Pioneer League out in the Northwest out there. They are tied in somehow with Major League Baseball with the whole new minor league takeover by Major League Baseball, blah, 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 blah. Another place for Major League Baseball to possibly do some strange rule things. We have heard several of them come down the line, and now the latest one going to take place in the Pioneer League as far as extra inning games are concerned. Maybe the Twins can do this, and they'll do better as far. They can't do worse, Mark, as far as the extra innings are concerned. You know that. The Pioneer League is going to play home run derby in extra innings to determine who's going to win a game. They're going to play home run derby.
Yeah, the Twins may have a better opportunity in that kind of scenario rather than runner on second base. But the Pioneer League and other minor leagues are going to have a lot of different experiments for Major League Baseball during this upcoming season. And the way this is going to work in the Pioneer League is that if it's tied after nine innings, that each team designates a hitter who will receive five pitches. And the team with the player who hits the most home runs during the quote-unquote knockout round is named the winner of the game. If both players hit the same amount, each team would designate a second one, home run derby participant, so on and so forth.
Okay. So, first of all, what do you think? 319-366-1600. Yay or nay on this one? So independent teams are going to go out there and look for a Dave Kingman type now? Go out and look for that slugger on the 16-inch team? The beer league team to come in and do nothing but hit home runs and extra innings.
Think about it. You just witnessed a game that's 1-1 through nine innings. Terrifically pitched game. Some missed opportunities on the base paths. A clutch single that might have tied it. So many aspects of a regular baseball game that goes into determining the outcome. And then you got these two sluggers coming up to try to win the game. To win the game. It's not an exhibition after the game's over. This is to win the game. And is it better than the runner on second base rule? You know, maybe it'll be wildly entertaining. I don't know. Maybe it'll be wildly accepted, but I tend to doubt it.
I tend to doubt it indeed. I'm not for it, certainly. Like you said, 1-1 game, and you come up with this. Also, we read so much about home run derby participants that it takes so much out of them Now, granted, it's a two-hour event as far as the All-Star weekend is concerned. But it also messes up the swing of a lot of these players. And now you're having Pioneer League guys try this. Think what it could do to their swings. We'll see. We'll see.
Better yet, how about a shift against a right-handed hitter and have the how many of the right-handed hitters can hit it through the opposite side? Or maybe a bunting contest. How about that? Laying down a bunt. Nobody would win, would they?
Nobody. Very 20, few. Very
26-82 on the text line. Stupid idea. Just have the games. That's not baseball.
73-10 agreeing. Terrible idea. Takes away all integrity from baseball. We're worried about... I agree. I hope this doesn't go very far.
Well, there's going to be a crowd out there that'll say, can't we just have some fun? It's in the Pioneer League. Come on. Can't we have some fun? Well, this is under the auspices, as I understand it, of Major League Baseball trying to experiment with some things. Everything from larger bases to robo-umps and what have you. Shifts and pickoff attempts. Right on down the line.
True.
What was so broken in baseball anyway? I don't know.
Yeah, well, we could. How much time you got, Mark?
Not much today.
No. Down to our last couple minutes here. 94-16 also on the text line. Speaking of golf, I hear Sean McCarty's playing pretty decent this week. At the PGA of America professionals, club professional tournament going on. Sean's a part of that. Shot 68 yesterday. That's the good news. The bad news, checking in today, not going quite as well for Sean. He's plus 6 through 12. So he's backed up to a tie for 45th right now. But, was playing very well. Speaking of playing very well, next Wednesday we'll have Caddy Smack in the gym class. And Brian Haas playing very well, Mark.
Yeah, at a windy Westwood Golf Club in Newton yesterday. Brian playing in the Iowa PGA Stroke Play Championship, ended up tied for 11th overall and tied for second in the senior division, shot 75. Again, a very windy day, but Brian, great finish.
Very good job. And we'll have Caddy Smack on the gym class again next Wednesday for you right here on KGYM. Coming up at 4:30, it'll be Twins baseball, Twins and the Cleveland Indians on the Jim OT 107.5 FM. Tune in for that. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM as they will take you through the 4 and 5 o'clock hours. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us coming up tomorrow. We'll talk baseball, some fantasy baseball with you, and maybe an early look through the fantasy eyes as far as the NFL draft on Thursday night is concerned. Chris will let us know how his New York Giants are going to fare in the draft. We do know that. Mark, have a great night. We'll talk with you tomorrow afternoon.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Coons next.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare,